It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Yes. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. My grandson, Ethan, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Glad to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourpower32@gmail.com. Or you can text it to 580-485-0834. And you can still post it on our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items.
Amen.
I think I covered it all, Miss Tammy.
Good job.
Would you please pray to start us
yes,
out this
I will.
Morning?
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to be in your presence today. God, we thank you that right now, this is your hour. We thank you that you're going to do what you want to do. And so, Father, right now we come before you asking you to come and make yourself known. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are Lord in our lives. I thank you that you have been sent to the earth. You came to do the will of the Father in our lives. And Holy Spirit, we know it is you who has awakened us, and it is you who shall go forth and awaken those ears today to hear. And so right now, Holy Spirit, go and do the work that only you can do. Father, open every ear, every eye, and every mind to receive, that we may be able to take in the bread of life today, that we may take in the word of God today, that which is living and shall bring health and nourishment to us, God, let it come in today. In Jesus' name, I pray that you'll hide me in Christ, that it not be I that speak, but Father, you come and speak. Holy Spirit, you come and speak and have your way, that we can hear the fresh word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I really like your title this morning.
Yeah.
Girl, I already know the Lord has already got this message for me.
Oh.
Already. So I'm already ready to receive it.
All right. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to see? Because it may be actually very opposite. I know there is something we kind of think of with the imagination, but God has shown me something here, okay? And so it's very, very different. So I say to you, please don't run off when I start talking, but stay with me. Because I believe that the Lord is wanting to reveal something today. And so, girl, we're going to walk away filled up, and we're going to be full by the time we leave this place. We're going to be so encouraged. So I want to just jump right in. We're talking about the imagination today. And you know what I was thinking about is the Lord began to speak to me and he said, Tammy, why is it that the imagination has a bad rap? The imagination gets a bad rap, okay? And the Lord said to me, Tammy, in fact, in society, we try to shut the imagination down, okay? Okay? We try to shut the imagination down. But he said, I created the imagination. He said, did I not say to you that all that I made was good? So does that not include the imagination? See, the imagination is even good when it is submitted to Christ, when it is submitted to the Lordship of God, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. But the imagination is actually a gift from God. It is something that is to be used for the glory of God. Woo! I'm going to need to high five you, okay? God, you're so good. We're supposed to be using our imagination even for the glory of God. And if you say, wait a minute, there's a scripture that says cast down all imagination. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into that. But what I want to encourage you today is that God created your imagination and he wants you to understand something about it. God, right now, take us into the deeper understanding of even our imagination. God, even the creation of the brain. God, we only know on the surface of what we have really been able to understand through science. But God, it is you who brings us the higher wisdom the superior understanding. And so right now we're leaning into you to teach us even about the imagination. And so right now I want to look at Matthew chapter 18 verse 1 is where we're going to start. But I want to say this. Ooh, girl. The world prizes intellect. Okay. Now, intellect comes from the left side of the brain. Okay. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but there's a left side of the brain, right side of the brain. And a lot of times we hear people say things like, well, I'm left brain dominant or I'm right brain dominant. And what we mean is that we function more out of one side. But the Bible says that the brain was created by God and that it was good. He didn't ever really, even in scripture, do we see him separate the left from the right. The whole brain is to be used. Did you know that when God created the brain, I like the way one of the men of God from our church says it. He said, a perfect God in a perfect world created a perfect man. And I take it a step further to say, and that perfect man had a perfect mind, okay? The first man created, Adam and Eve walked with a perfect mind. Okay, that perfect mind included the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain. I believe they used the capacity, the full capacity of their brain. Monica, they used their entirety of their brain. They weren't dominant in one spot. They used the entirety of their brain. I believe that God intended for us to use the fullness of our brains. Okay, so we're going to talk about that because the imagination is a part of the brain. Now, let's talk about the left side of the brain just for a minute. The left side of the brain is reasoning. It's logic, okay? It's where we do computation. We do our math. We do all of our that school side of things many times is the left side of the brain, okay? It's where we think everything through. We reason everything out. That's the left side of the brain. Now, the right side of the brain is creativity, okay? It's intuition, and it is imagination. See, the brain has the ability to imagine. That blows my mind. See, God made us be able to reason, but also to imagine. Oh, thank you, Father. We were created to reason, but also to imagine. And so, you know, when children are young, they have imaginations, okay? I think we live in a time now where imagination is more celebrated, okay? I think even in school systems now, we've watched them really, encourage children to imagine. We give them a piece of paper and crayons and we say, draw something. Where does that come from, Monica? Mm. Boy, you're an artist. Where does it come from? It comes from what you imagine first. You've got to begin to imagine something before you put it on the paper. I was looking at the sky today, and the Bible says that the glory of God the heavens declare the glory of God. And I was just looking at it. And I don't know if you know, but the scripture even says that the sky is the curtain of heaven. And so I just imagine, like, you look at your house, okay? You look at your house and you see curtains in the front of the house. And then imagine pulling the curtain back and then you can see into the house. And that's what the sky is. The heavens are the curtain. See, the sky is the curtain of God's abode. And so I always like to imagine just him pulling it back and then I can see plainly. It's like, oh my goodness. See, it even says that when Christ comes, it's like the curtain is going to be pulled back and then every eye shall see. And it's there regardless of whether we can see behind the curtain or not. God is up there and heaven is up there, but the heavens are like that curtain. And so I was just sitting there today and seeing the glory of God. Do you know God created that? Monica, I believe wholeheartedly that came out of the right side of the brain, okay? We were created in the image of God. I believe God has a brain, amen? And so his brain is perfect. And I'm telling you, he created all that we see from that side. It's like amazing to me. The creative part of us comes out of that. And it first becomes, it comes in the mind, and then we got to bring it out, okay? So when we're children, we almost encourage creativity. We encourage imagination. Now, I know in my day, Monica, I don't know about yours, but I don't know that imagination was so celebrated back then. In fact, my dad, a lot of times, love him. He's a wonderful man of God. But he would say things to me like, Tammy, You need to stop behaving that way. You're that's silliness. Quit it, you know, because I was always imagining. And okay. And I even had an imaginary friend and they were like, okay, you know, they started to get worried. They're like, oh, Tammy's got an imaginary friend. And you know, it was just like shutting that side of me down. But it's a side of God. Imagination is a side of God. Creativity, intuition, all of this came from God. And so a lot of times we don't know how to control that. So we try to shut that down. You see, man wants everything in logic. Okay. We want everything to be where we can reason it. But can I tell you something? You can't reason your way to God. You cannot get enough intellect to find God. Intellect will never reach God, okay? I'm telling you, it is in the side of you that was created to be like God that is creative, that reaches out to him, that faith moves to God. It's in that right side, okay? And it's in our spirit man, our born-again man. And so I was just thinking about just creativity and all of this. And so we shut this down. In fact, I think even in the school systems, what we do, and I know why we do it. I mean, it's healthy. We got to have the left and the right, but we're very dominant in public school systems, with the, left side of the brain. We're very focused on those subjects, but the right side becomes more electives, art, these things, vocal, band, these things become very, They're almost secondary. And so in some sense, without even realizing it, we've trained people to think that that part of us is not as valuable or not as important, but it's very valuable and it's very important. And so I want to look here today, and I want to say this. I was actually looking this up. I want you to hear this. This is so powerful to me. A study shows us that speaking in tongues, okay, which is a gift that comes from the Holy Spirit. It's the language of Holy Spirit. It's the language of heaven that comes to us when we are born again and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We get the heavenly language, okay? So tongues is a right brain activity. So studies have proven that because we go, wait a minute, it's all in the spirit. It is all in the spirit. But God always uses this body to move through in the natural. The law is set up in the earthly realm as such that the body has to be used, okay? That's why it says that Jesus said that God prepared a body for me. See, Jesus had to have a body to come into the earthly realm to do the will of the Father. And so God is going to use your mind. He's going to use your hands. He's going to use your feet. He's going to use your mouth. And so God moves by the Spirit. Everything he does is spirit. We are born again spirit, and God is spirit. He said all who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is spirit, and those that worship him have to worship him in spirit. So all that to say that God, yes, ministers and speaks and moves and communicates and fellowships with us in spirit. But when we begin to manifest it in the earth, it will be manifested through the physical faculties of this body, okay? And so he said that tongues is a right brain activity, but it's going to come out of your mouth, okay? And so, yes, I want you to understand, I'm not saying that the spirit isn't involved here. It is, but I just want you to know the body is still being involved even in the midst of this. So speaking in tongues is a right brain activity, whereas, this is so cool, every other knowledge, English that we speak, if you speak French, anything else, that's a left brain activity. So the tongues are right brain, but known languages are left brain activity, okay? And so worship, right brain activity. Right brain activity. When we begin to worship, something happens, Monica, and it's in the right brain, okay? And did you know that when we begin to worship, God shows up? The Bible says that, remember in Second Kings 3:15, Elisha, they wanted Elisha to give a prophetic word. Prophecy comes out of the right brain, okay? It comes out of the spirit through the right brain, okay? And so they wanted him to give a prophetic word. And he said, okay, well, bring me the minstrel. That was the one who would play the music. It was the worshiper. It was the one who would begin to tap into the spirit. And the minstrel began to play. And as the minstrel, the worship leader began to play, then the spirit of God, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. And guess what happened? He began to prophesy. You see, I say there's something that we've stopped doing. We stopped tapping into the Spirit. We shut down all creativity. See, a lot of people say, I can't find God. I don't know where he is. I don't know how to hear from him. I'm telling you, you're not going to hear from him in that left brain mentality. See, that part of you wants to shut down God. It reasons God right out of you. But the right brain says, okay, yes, I tap into it because the right brain can walk by faith. The right brain can receive things that don't make sense in the natural mind. And so God is saying, I'm calling my children to wake up in the right brain. I said, all the right brain activity, come back to life in Jesus' name. Begin to ask God, cause it to come back to life. Now you say, whoa, this can get dangerous. Hang on, I'm going to get there. Everything's going to be fine. God is going to work all this out. He said it was for good, child, and he's bringing that back to life. Some of you shut down that creative side of you for so long, it feels awkward to even allow it to be able to function in you anymore. But God said, child, I created it. Let it come back. Let it come back. I want to show you how to use it and to use it properly in Jesus' name. And so the allowing God to speak to us is very important. But if we don't know how he operates, we'll shut him right out. Okay, we prize and exalt intelligence in the earthly realm. In fact, we've made intelligence superior to God almost. Okay, a lot of times people who are highly intelligent, you know this, it's actually evidence, facts have proven that highly intelligent people have a harder time coming to God. They reason them out. Okay, they don't have time for God. They cannot in their minds make sense of God. And so they say it can't be. They say, show me the evidence, prove it to me. But I'm telling you, God cannot be proved in the natural realm until you first receive him in the spiritual realm. When you receive him by faith, then all of a sudden everything begins to open up to you. See, your mind begins to be renewed. Your mind begins to open up and you can actually find him. You actually then can find him. I go, oh, I get it. All of it makes sense now. But you see, you cannot figure him out first before you believe in him. You have to believe in him and then you can understand in the natural side of things. Amen? And so I want you to turn. In fact, I said, let's look at Matthew 18:1. So let's just read that. It says, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive such a little child in my name receives me. Now, we have to come into the kingdom of God as little children. Yes, I can see the picture that we come in born again, and I see this as we got to be born again, and then we got to have mothers and fathers in the faith and be raised up as children. But I also see that Jesus said we got to come to him as like a little child. That little child has no trouble imagining, being creative, responding. You see, even our responses come out of that right side. So a little child responds to God. The little child doesn't have to reason everything out. He just by faith says, I believe. I mean, my little granddaughter, I just love her. Oh man, I love her. Okay, she's like 4 years old. Man, don't you just love him? My daughter called me last night. And she said, Mama, you got to hear this. She said, Millie told, she was over there talking to someone and she was alone, you know, playing with her dolls. And so she said, I went over there and I said, who are you talking to? And she said, Jesus. She was talking to Jesus. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you, this is right brain activity. And so you see it so quickly in little children. She was talking to him. Okay. It's so cute. Okay. I don't know if y'all have ever heard this game they play or something. I mean, it's this little thing where you, I don't know. It's been a long time since I was a kid, but they put their finger out or something, and then they tell you to clean the toilet bowl or something. Have you seen this? And then they catch your finger while you're doing it. It's all like this joke and everything, and it's funny. And she said, Destiny said, well, what were you talking to Jesus about? She said, we were playing the toilet bowl game. So she said he was playing the toilet bowl game with her. And she said, oh, what did he say to you? And she said, well, when I caught his finger, he said, huh. You got me, Millie. You got me. And so Millie was playing with Jesus. Was she really? I don't know. But I believe she could have been. I believe very much so. I've heard stories of children encountering Jesus that you cannot refute with your logical mind. It makes no sense. Why? Because it goes beyond the mind. Did you know God defies logic? God don't make no sense to the mind. God defies logic. Everything that logic says, God defies. And so when miracles happen, it defies logic. When God speaks to you, it defies logic. See, God goes beyond the mind. See, what is man so prideful that he thinks that he can reach a place and find God in his own intellect? It won't happen. And so I remember even, I think I've told this story before, but my son, when he was 3 years old and battling cancer, was talking to Jesus. And the things he would tell us Jesus was saying came to pass. They came to pass. You can't make it up. He went every time for his, he was battling cancer, and he went every time for his treatments, his cancer treatments. And then one time he didn't have to go. And that one time he told my mother, when she was talking with him, he told her, he said, Grandma, I'm not going to have to go back this time. And she said, oh yeah, why not? And he said, because Jesus told me so. He said, I'm not going to have to go back this time. And that was the only time he didn't have to go back. He would often get fever. We called it fever neutropenia, and he'd have to go back up and spend time building his immune system back up, and it was the one time he didn't have to go. You see, saints, God talks to us, but I think there's something that happens in adulthood. We start to reason God out, and we shut him down. You see, so many people say, I can't hear God. I hear what Tammy's saying, but I just can't hear him. It's because we've shut him out, and we've got to open that side of us back up, okay? And so we're going to look at this scripturally so we can understand it. Numbers 12:6. Let's look at Numbers 12:6. God is speaking all the time. You see, sometimes I remember in my life thinking, God doesn't speak to me. And I would be discouraged, and I'd say, God, I want you to speak to me. And it was like I couldn't hear him. And as I grew in my understanding of the Father, he began to say, Tammy, I'm speaking all the time. The problem is you can't hear me. So he said, it's not that I'm not speaking, it's that you can't hear me. And so there had to be a change in God working. It's a process. God had to begin to open me up to hearing him and responding to him and trusting his voice. And so in Numbers 12:6, 21:6, I want to read this. Oh, I said 12. I went to 21. It's 12. 12:6. Numbers 12:6 says this. Okay. It says, and hear now, this is Moses, okay? He said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, God is talking to Moses. He said, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and speak to him in a dream, okay? God told Moses, I'm going to make myself known to a man in a dream or a vision. Now, can I tell you, dreams and visions are right brain activity. Okay. In Acts chapter 2, he told us that in the last days he was going to pour forth his spirit, and he said, your young men shall dream dreams and your old men shall have visions. Okay. He was saying, I'm going to pour my spirit out on all mankind, and you'll begin to have dreams and visions where I speak to you. You see, that's in the right brain activity. God said, I'm going to, through the spirit, move in your brain in the right side and cause you to have dreams and visions. And he said, I'll speak to you. You see, many times God is speaking, but we're shutting them down. See, I was having dreams and I didn't even know they were from the Lord. Here, I want to encourage you. Don't go looking up stuff about dreams, because you'll find all kinds of demonic stuff. But what you need to do is begin to look, find a Christian who understands dreams and visions, and begin to talk to them. They'll help direct you in a way to handle these in a proper way so that they don't get caught up in the demonic. Anyway, all that to say, God even speaks to us through dreams and visions, which is a right brain activity. Okay, now I want you to see, let's look at, I want to say what the imagination is. The imagination is the ability of the mind to be creative or resourceful. It's a faculty of forming new ideas. In fact, the imagination is where you birth forth things, okay? You birth forth It, in fact, the mind, it says, is procreative. Okay, the scripture even proves this. The mind is procreative. See, when you start imagining something, you first imagine it before you ever speak it or ever put it into action. Okay, now we can see this in a negative way. How many times have we seen, have we experienced thinking on things that we shouldn't be thinking on things, and it eventually leads to doing something we should have never done? Okay, we see this with adultery. Okay, first we're thinking on things like that, a relationship that is not right, before we ever begin to act that out. See, we're birthing things. This is crazy. It's the power of the mind. At the same time, we can birth forth. It's heartbreaking, all the things. First, you know, when school shootings are happening, first we're thinking about it. First we're imagining it. We're going in and imagining what we do. When we're thinking about, it breaks my heart, but even suicide, we've seen this over and over again, where you're first imagining it. You're thinking how you would do these things, and then it's birthed out. You see, if we don't understand the power of imagination, we can be in a dangerous place. But what we've done is we've said the imagination was bad, and so we shut it down entirely, not understanding it was given to us by God for a good reason. Now, Satan can come in, and he can pervert it and twist it. See, he will take the imagination, and he will use it for evil if he can get a hold of it. So that's why, you know, I go, when I've had the opportunity to talk, especially to teenagers and things about like suicide and things like this, we talk about the power of, just because you have a thought doesn't mean it was your thought. You have to learn to understand what thoughts are from you and what thoughts are from the enemy. Because if you don't know it, you'll begin to buy the lie and say, I don't want to live anymore. And then it goes even further, and it brings you to the place of giving up. And it is the work of the devil, who just simply tapped into that part of the brain that God created, and he got in there, got a foothold in the door, and he began to make you think things that he lied to you and told you were your thoughts, and then he took advantage of you, and he destroys us through those kind of things. That's how he operates. And so, yes, the imagination can be a playground for the devil, but the imagination is also a place where God created us to be able to dream his dreams and birth forth his purposes in our life. And so the imagination is the place where new ideas are birthed, okay? And so an imagination is a mental image, okay? And so I want you to see that the imagination is not all a bad thing. Let's look at, I want to look at one verse, and then we'll probably stop and take a time to pray. Let me see where I want us to go. I can't find it. Oh, 2 Peter 3:21. 2 Peter 3:21. I said 2 Peter 3:21. There is no 2 Peter 3:21. Let's look at okay, it's 1 Peter 3:21. I just got it wrong. Okay, it says here that I'll back up to 20 just so that it makes sense. Sometimes when we were disobedient, when the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. He's talking about the Noah and the ark. He's talking about the symbolic picture of it. He said, the like figure whereunto even baptism does now also save us. It's not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, that is not the passage I was going to read. Okay. Lord, where is this passage? Okay. I'll have to find it. We'll go to another one. Okay. Let's look at Ephesians 1:18. That's where we'll look. I'll look it up during the break, and we'll come back to that one so we understand it. Ephesians 1:18 is where I want to take you right now. Ephesians 1:18 says this. Paul was praying for the Ephesians, and he prayed and he said, I'm praying that the God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints is, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Now I want to look at verse 18. He said he prayed that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. Now, the eyes of your understanding, that word understanding is the same word as imagination. He said, I pray that the eyes of your imagination would be enlightened. Woo-wee. He said, I want to open your imagination to begin to be enlightened. See, the Bible, in fact, when we look, and we'll look here because it's right here, Ephesians 4:18, the same book, it says this. It says that it said the Gentiles, in verse 17, it said, I say this and testify in the Lord that from this point forward, do not walk as the Gentiles walked in the vanity of their mind. They had their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that was in them because of the blindness of their heart. Now, that word understanding in verse 18, once again, also can be one of the meanings for it is imagination. It means that unbelievers have their imagination darkened. But God, Paul prayed, God, when Paul spoke through him, he began to pray under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that our imagination would be enlightened. See, I can use my mouth for good or for evil. I can use my body for good or for evil. I can use my hands for good or for evil. And I can use my mind for good or for evil. I can use creativity for good or for evil. And I can use my imagination for good or for evil. Do you see that? See, when we come to Christ, even our minds get made new. Now, he says we got to renew them, but our imaginations are even made new. And when they are used properly, they can begin to take us into a place where we will begin to see in dreams and visions. Okay, and I know you go, well, this is weird. This is far out there. And you say, this is new agey. I say, no, please understand. When we begin to, there is a difference in me imagining something in my natural mind and me in the spirit, seeing the mental pictures that God is revealing through dreams and visions that will come in my new born-again spirit mind. It's the imagination that comes through there. You'll see it in pictures. And I'm going to show you, as we come back here, more of the word that will teach this. Because God will always teach us through his word. He will back up what he's telling us with the word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.